Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, good morning to you on this Thursday morning, 94.
This is the song, Richie.
This is the song.
This morning.
Right? That's
a great voice. Song? Wow.
I would not listen to this regularly. I just want to say.
Oh, my God. It hurts my ears.
That's an impressive voice.
Just kind of
crack the rotation.
No, it wouldn't.
It would hurt my ears, Jeff.
Life advice with the hammer in about 15 minutes. Advice number one, don't listen to this right
now. Not around your dogs.
No.
Richie did nail it, though. I'll tell you, he kind of nailed it.
I agree.
I've never heard that song in my life. Has anybody else? Other than Richie?
Oh, I have not.
No.
It sounds vaguely familiar to
never
me.
Never want to again. Yeah.
All right, we'll do
that
some.
Is a banger.
Well,
just check it out if you haven't had a chance.
We'll do some Phil's questions with Ruben up ahead this segment. Also, life advice with the hammer. Let's get to something from yesterday that is either maybe a really big deal or maybe not. I don't know the answer. It's a name we've heard, you know, from time to time through the years, but don't know a ton about this guy. Jake Rosenberg, who is the Eagles capologist, reporting to Howie Roseman, left the Eagles, or at least announced yesterday that he's leaving the Eagles after the draft. So I don't know how big a deal it is. I mean, apparently this guy's a whiz with the cap. We all talk about Howie being a whiz with the cap. Now you wonder, is Howie being a whiz with the cap really Jake Rosenberg primarily being a whiz with the cap? Anyone here know the answer? Is this a big deal or is this not a big deal?
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. I mean, at least from what I understand and what I've heard, you know, I mean, Elliot's brought him up a ton of times before on our pods, on the air, that, like, this guy is the magic elixir. Now, Howie might have learned a lot from him, yeah, and Howie's probably still good at it, but, like, this guy is apparently the special thing that has been so great.
Now, you would think Howie, if Jake Rosenberg knows more or knew more, could learn from...
Well,
totally.
I've
been with him a
you
long time.
He knows more? Like, I
well,
think
I don't.
If they were
I'm
friends,
saying that.
Well, they grew up together. They probably both knew a
I don't
lot.
Know.
A long time aide. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know which one knows
forever.
More about
yeah.
the cap. I just know both get a lot of credit for being great capologists, and one of them's gone. By the
they
way...
They were friends since elementary school.
That's wild. And the reason he's leaving... I mean, reportedly, is he wants to go be a GM.
That's a good reason.
It's a great reason.
Yeah.
He knows
the Eagles weren't prioritizing that, apparently.
Sure.
Well,
making him GM. Yes. They weren't making him a scout. They weren't giving him the opportunity to fill up his GM resume, is the point.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, Andy Reid helped John Harbaugh out 20 years
oh
ago.
My God.
Big time.
Moving
them
all mad about it.
Moving them all special teams to be, I think it was the linebackers
defensive
coach.
Defensive back?
D-backs coach? It was a defensive coach for 1 year, whatever position it was.
Linebackers, I thought.
Whatever it was. So, and the reality is that it clearly helped Harbaugh become a head coach because 1 year later, he became a head coach, but the Eagles special teams were never as good. So,
well, in a lot of ways, I mean, Howie ended up that 2 year hiatus or 3 year hiatus when he went, you know, he was no longer the GM. He actually went and learned and did a bunch of things to sort of like...
Sure did.
I think he's going to allow his buddy to do the same.
You know, one more Howie thing, and then we'll get right back to the phones. There was an interesting thing that emerged a couple days ago. And I don't know if you guys covered it on the one day I was out earlier this week, but I want to go back to something a few days ago. That Andrew Berry, who's the general manager of...
Cleveland Browns?
Cleveland Browns. I think it's Cleveland Browns.
It is absolutely Cleveland Browns.
All right, so there was a video out there of Andrew Berry with, I think it's Jameis Winston. And so, like, here I'm showing you guys a photograph of this interaction where Jameis Winston, there's a hug here. And in the background of this, it's either a video or a picture, but in the background, There is on Andrew Berry, a general manager in pro football, there is a quote in his room on the wall. And it's a Howie Roseman quote because Andrew Berry learned under Howie Roseman with the Eagles before he became the Browns GM. John, here's the quote from Howie. Pretty fascinating. Andrew Berry on his wall has this quote attributed to Howie Roseman. Quote, to win a Super Bowl, you either need the best player, e.g. Tom Brady, or make a decision that could cost you your job.
Oh,
talking about risk. Talking about let's go get Carson. Now I'm inferring here. To move from pick 13 to pick 2 to go draft Carson Wentz. Or let's go step out over. The quote is, to win a Super Bowl, you either need the best player, e.g., Tom Brady, or make a decision that could cost you your job.
I wonder when Howie Roseman was attributed with this quote.
Well,
was
probably it after they won.
Or after, yeah.
I mean, I
completely agree with the quote, too.
Yeah.
It's always a risk.
Fascinating idea, but it's definitely one that feels like it came together after the Super Bowl. It's a lot easier to say that after you've had that experience.
Pretty fascinating quote, though. You know, about risk taking and you know, like.
Well, think about it. That year, that Super Bowl, it felt like risk taking was a major portion of the, you know, a major component of the success.
I mean, there's always risk.
Ahead of the curve in terms of risk taking.
Well, that Philly special.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we know now it's good to go for
it.
Good to go for
it.
Yeah, that fourth down period. There's a lot of look, there's small risk, there's big risk. But I found it to be a really fascinating quote.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Life advice, some Phillies questions for Ruben in a couple minutes. John and Maniac right now. Good morning, John.
What's up, guys? You know, to continue the great GM talk, Ruben, I've always wanted to say this to you. You know, the teams you fielded all those years, they were all good enough to win the World Series, man. And the Cody Rosses and the David Freezes outside of that crap, like, we could have taken a couple more, and they should have built a statue there if we were one more. I know they would have. So great job. I've always wanted to tell you that, and people give you a hard time. But, like, those teams were awesome. And the 4A's year, I literally watched 162 games that year on TV. Like, that was so much fun, and I always wanted to say thank you for that.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So, I love you. You know that. And we're looking forward to seeing the Phillies game next week.
Yeah.
162 games you watched that year. So, you just, like, when the playoffs began, you just stopped watching?
No, you know, I knew that was going to come up. I was like, should I say that they'd
but
we had a paltry amount of playoff games that year. I didn't want to bring that part up.
I'm just playing around. All right, what do you got, John?
No, first of all, opening day stuff, I was all pumped up. And now I got to move it to tomorrow. But at least I get to watch other baseball. So, it's still just a good feeling. But on the side topic you guys were talking about, did anybody say bite the bullet?
No.
You know, like that was I know you're like a Revolutionary War guy. You know that comes from like the before anesthesia, like the soldiers had to get their stuff cut off on the battlefield. They they gave them a bullet to bite.
I thought that was Civil War. But yeah,
like that. It was one of those wars where people, they were given a bullet to bite so that you could kind of get to the paint. So now it's
I thought it was
like,
a stick. Like here, take a stick.
And well, they don't say bite
that's
the
like
stick.
In movies and stuff. Yeah.
No,
that's a good one.
Yeah, it was like an iron bullet or so, whatever the bullets were made back then.
Wow.
But yeah, no. Real quick, I just wanted to say to all you guys, like, love this show. I thought what you guys did yesterday was so cool. Like, I live right across the street. I came over and saw you guys. You had a great setup, and like, all those events are great. And like, ever since you guys got this morning show, it's been a pleasant experience. So
thank you, man.
Kudos to all you guys.
And thanks for being a big part of it with all your calls. We really, really appreciate it. John, you got the answer. Bite the bullet. Good call. We'll see you next week, John. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. All right, let's get to some Phillies related questions. Rube, let's just kind of go rapid fire here.
Okay.
I got five questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Different sort of spots related to the Phillies team. We'll move fast, and let's see what your answers are.
Okay.
We obviously don't know who the closer is going to be. Question number one, when this regular season is over, who do you think will have the most saves on the Phillies team?
Alvarado.
You feel confident with that answer?
Alvarado.
Okay. Question number two, of the regular players, who will have the highest batting average?
Bryson Stott.
You think he's ready to be a 300 hitter?
I think he's ready.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite players. I'm not supposed to say that, but he's I love him.
Yeah, no.
Baseball player.
You're allowed to say it. We all love him. He is a ball player. You know what I thought was a ball player? Polanco was a ball player.
Great ball player.
He's a ball player. You know what I mean? Like
he's a winner.
He's a winner.
They're winners.
I like
winning players, baby.
Totally agree. All right, question three. As you crystal ball it, this team's obviously very likely to make the postseason. Taiwan Walker, gut feeling. Gut feeling. Will he get a start in the postseason for the Phillies?
He will not.
I agree with you. And will it be Sanchez or young guy from the minors or come on down door number three from a major league team in a trade?
Sanchez.
Okay.
And will Taiwan complain on Twitter or keep it to himself?
Don't know.
That's a
He'll be on IL at that point again somehow.
Ah, there you go.
He'll be the long man in the postseason. They never use him. All right, question number four. This one might take a little bit more time to explain from your end. So there's obviously a chance that the Phillies could get back to full sellout mode. I mean, they're certainly going to get closer to it, and they'll touch it at times. Maybe not for 100 straight games, but like they're going to start having massive crowds more regularly and sellouts more regularly. Can you describe to us, from your experience as a general manager, the financial impact that that can have?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
To then put more money in the coffers, to then spend more money, like if you get 43,000 people instead of 23,000 people, economically, how much of an impact does that really make for an organization to spend more?
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, the per cap, they get asses in the seats, and they will spend more, and they will have the ability to do that. I think they're going to lose money anyway. I've talked to John Middleton a little bit about this. I think he's willing to lose money literally each year in order to try to win. And, you know, anytime you can add more butts to the seats, man, that makes a difference. The per caps are pretty significant.
And lose money, like literally, salary, giving out the salaries, exceeds, and all the other expenses, all the money that comes in.
Correct.
That's fascinating.
And they've been doing it for the last few years.
It's amazing.
And it's going to continue to happen until they continue to win, and I don't know if it'll ever match up. I mean, obviously, the value of the organization is increasing.
Right.
But the reality of it is they're actually losing money. It's true.
Amazing.
It's a reality.
All right, question number five. So this was something that bit him in the end last year in the postseason. And whether it's a regular season issue or postseason issue, it's something they've got to figure out who's the best guy. You really got a couple options for who should hit behind Harper. Mm-hmm. Assuming Harper hits three, we know in the postseason, Boehm really struggled. In the end of the postseason, they're pitching around Harper. It was a disaster in the Arizona series. Of the three right-handed hitters, Boehm, Castellanos, and JT Realmuto, which, in your opinion, is the best option to hit four behind Bryce and protect him?
Short-term, it's Realmuto. Long-term, it's Alec Boehm.
Because he's got the most growth potential?
Yes. I think that you're going to sort of max out with Realmuto, and that's fine. Whichever guy it's going to be, he's crucial to this ball club.
Fascinating. All right, let's go back to the phones. Good start with Ruben the day before the season begins. Let's get to Will in Northeast Philly. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Voltron. How y'all doing this morning?
Super, Will.
That's great. I think I'm gonna give the Phillies 111 wins, man.
111.
111.
What's wrong with 112? You can go 111. Why don't you go 112?
You can go 112. Just say 117. They're gonna break the record. Why not?
There you go.
that's what I'm going with, okay? But the Phillies, they're going to be great. This is what I wanted to talk about as far as, like, you know, when the season starts.
Do you really feel that way, Will? Like, 111.
111.
That's a massive number. Like,
it's too high.
Record of all time.
Too high.
For wins.
116.
116.
Yeah.
And then 114, and then no one's come really close to those two.
This team right here is, like I said, they kept this team together for a reason.
Will, I think they are the greatest team in the history of sports.
And I can agree with that.
Oh,
man.
Yes. Problem is, I had my fingers crossed and you didn't.
Who thought Howard's 107 would be outflanked today?
I will. Give me an answer, a reference to something really old in modern times.
Now, I'm going to go with a great song from back in the day by the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, that's a good answer. And I like that answer.
A lot. Interesting.
Coming up in Life Advice with the Hammer. In 1 minute here, I'll try to steer you in the right direction.
So how's that bracket? Why not live bet all the tournament games on the Bet Park Sportsbook app? Tonight, Connecticut's an 11.5-point favorite against San Diego State. Bet while you watch the action. This is the best time of year. College hoops hysteria, plus baseball and golf back. Bet Parks is an official betting operator of the PGA Tour. Download the only sportsbook app I ever recommend, the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, and get in on the tournament action. Plus, play all your favorite casino games, too. And you can bet parlays, teasers, over-unders, and so much more. Make futures bets right now on who wins it all. And new users, make your first winning $10 sports bet. Get $125 in sportsbook bonus back. The Bet Parks app is the only casino and sports betting app I use myself and that I recommend. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. BetParks.com has the terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, or Maryland. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is still pretty funny that was said by a caller years ago.
Shout out to Terrence in Northfield.
Rock bottom. But you know what, James? They keep asking for my advice.
You've gotten better, too.
I don't disagree. All right, Life Advice with the Hammer from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Scenarios that come in. James selects one. James, what does someone need help with
today? All right, we're going to help Scott out today. Scott says, Hammer, I need your help. My best friends and I take a sports trip every year. We're all in our 40s, and this is the one time a year our crew gets together. It means a lot to us. This year, we are finally going to Wrigley. Of course, we can't wait. Here's my problem. One of my wife's best friends is getting married while we're scheduled to be in Chicago.
Okay, hang on. Let me hear that. One of his wife's best friends is getting married. Okay, I got it.
While we're in Chicago.
Yep.
I'm friendly with this friend and her soon-to-be husband, but we aren't super close. But my wife is in the wedding, and she wants me to come. I clearly want to go to Wrigley, but I don't want to cause a real issue with my marriage. How do I convince her to let me go to Chicago? What do I do, Hammer?
Well, let me start with what do you do, and then we'll get to the convincing part's the harder part of this. So here's what you do. What you do is very simple. Number one, you make it very clear to your wife, respectfully, that you really would prefer to go to Chicago, and you mean it as no affront to her, your wife, or her friendship with her friend if you're not at the wedding. Like, you make that clear, and you ask her if she'll be okay with you going to Chicago, because that's your desire, and I think you have every right to stand on that desire. Now, let me get to step two. If your wife dugs in her feet big time to the degree where it's really going to be a real problem, then if you think she's otherwise normally very sane and not with a pattern of irrationality, then you should go to the wedding, unfortunately, because you don't want to disrupt your marriage over, you know, a trip with the boys. So you don't play with fire there if she shows a pattern of being someone you want to be with for the next 50 years. So there's a relent at some point that's going to happen on your end if she does not relent. But certainly first you try to give her the volley to let her relent, and hopefully she does. Now, to ask the question, how do you convince her? You know, I think you just be honest with her, and you just tell her how you feel, and you tell her why you feel that way, and you express the degree to which you feel it. And then the ball's in her court, and she returns volley, and then you make your decision based on that. That's my advice. You don't play with the marriage, but you let it be known very clearly. You would really appreciate. Look, if she really digs in hardcore, that would bum me out. Don't destroy a good marriage for it, but that would bum me out.
What about offering her a carrot, too?
What's the
she
carrot?
She digs in. Like, hey, how about this? You know, I'm going to go with my buds, but when I get back, you know, we're gonna plan a trip, and we're going to go here. Or we're going to do something for the two of us, or I'm going to do whatever for
so
you.
So a bribe.
A bribe. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah,
they work.
Yeah, carrot. Same idea.
All right. All right.
That. And you basically,
Jimmy, I think that's a wonderful
thank you.
Idea.
Yeah, I think so,
a
too.
A wonderful idea. It makes total sense. And, Jimmy's and, idea.
And basically, you got to tell her, like, listen, you're in the wedding. you're going to be so busy doing wedding stuff with the girls.
Good spin, Rhea.
That you know, really you're not going to spend that much time with me. I've been in weddings. Yeah. I mean, you know,
I don't want to drag you down. You've got tons
planned.
Wow,
you've taken it to another level.
Friends.
See? There you
well,
go.
How about I'll do solid. The thing with my friends, you do the thing
exactly.
with your friends, and then we'll do something separately together that tops it all.
All right, how about this one? I'll go deep and dark. Listen, honey. You ain't the bride. You've been a bride. You ain't the bride this time. Enough. Right? get over yourself.
That's it. Do that.
Put another way. Here we go.
Stifle yourself.
Settle down.
I was expecting don't go there. With
the locks will be changed upon your return from Chicago.
I'm going with the boys to Chicago.
I'm say, just tell your wife and hit the and, don't go there with me drop.
And with that, life advice. We
don't go there with me.
We shut it down. All right. Life advice with that. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead in a few minutes. Phone calls as well. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.